This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Ishveen Anand, she is the CEO and founder of Open Sponsorship. It's an amazing platform, the largest marketplace connecting brands with over 5,500 professional athletes for marketing campaigns. Anand has also been named for Forbes 30 Under 30 Sports list, and also her company has been a Sports Technology Award finalist, category Best Technology, facilitating commercial returns. Ishveen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Derek, for having me on.
Tell me about how you deal with challenges or setbacks. It's inevitable. It's part of our learning experience for growth, but some business owners, some leaders have trouble getting past it in those small moments. What do you do? How do you address setbacks? What's your mindset? How do you get your team to rally around you? What does that scenario look like?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I think personally, I think I'm really good at dealing with challenges and setbacks. Maybe the athlete side. Yeah, I always used to joke with my husband that, like, and he's American, and I'd say, you know, playing sports is so good early on in life because it teaches you how to lose. Hmm. And he would always laugh at me and be like, ha ha ha, I only played sports to win, in his very, very American way. But like, I think, like, you know, people always say to me, oh my God, you're so lucky. And I actually say, it's not that I'm lucky. I just took a lot more chances. Like, you know, obviously I'm not going to tell you about all the things I tried and failed at, all the jobs I may have interviewed at that didn't get a second round or whatever it may be. So I think personally, we're actually quite good at dealing with challenges. I think the hardest thing is optics. And it's interesting because you actually talked about team. And I think that's where most people slip up. So let's say I have an employee who leaves, and for me, for the company, does it make that much of a difference? It was probably a good thing, it's mutual, but what does it do to team morale? And what does it say about me as a leader? And did I fail? And I think the team side of things is really hard. And to be honest, I'm still working through that. But I think, you know, I read a lot about it. So I think one is that going too much one way or the other way, like trying to justify why it's not a bad thing is bad, but then also being like, oh my gosh, and I'm making it super drama is really bad. And I think it's about communicating. It's about maybe having someone internally, like, so my co-founder, Ron, is a really good soundboard for me. And so when I'm going through a challenge, I'm like, hey, like, what does it look like to you? And getting his opinion is really helpful because it shows me what other people are thinking. And I do think that most of dealing with challenges is optics as opposed to what it actually does to you.
Yeah, that's a great point. You made me think when you share that one thing is a Stockdale paradox, which is it talks about a good to great of being brutally honest about your current situation. I had to do that a year ago after a decade in business with our agency, 11 years in, we had to do a pivot and relook at our marketplace. And I had to start with myself and be brutally honest about what we needed to change.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.